at church like church in the kitchen. When Sunday rolls around, there ain't no doubt I'll be sitting in the sanctuary, listening to the preacher and singing in the choir. But I tell you, if the good Lord tarries, on Monday morning when the sun comes up, I'll be passing down a family tradition where both your body and your soul get fed at the church in the kitchen. Well, there ain't no church like church in the kitchen, where we're blessed and fed and loved and forgiven for my hungry soul. Like church in the kitchen. Well, there ain't no church like church in the kitchen, with the prayers and the praise and the pacified chicken. No, you don't know what you've been missing if you've never had church like church in the kitchen. There ain't no church like church in the kitchen.
Amen and amen. Ain't no church like church in the kitchen. Amen. Hey, welcome into the program, 10 Minutes to Grow. Today we have a special guest that has called in to the Gospel Music Jukebox, and that is Brother Boyd London Thomas. Amen. So we'll be sharing some of his calls throughout the program for the next few minutes here with us as we grow together in the Word of God. Amen. So if you would, be much in prayer for Brother Boyd as he brings the Word of God to the people of God. God bless you, my friends. We do thank you for sharing your time with us right here. Now, let's turn Brother Boyd loose with the Word of God.
Hello, Brother Eddie. God bless you and have a nice day. This is Brother Boyd London. I was going to call in and say a prayer for the world here. This last week and lately, I've seen some needy people, some needy orphan kids die who could have been helped and would have not died. I've seen some people die in sins and go to hell. Those people could have been saved and could have not gone to hell if people would have preached the word to them. I've seen people that want to live in their sins and won't repent. And even though I'm trying to do that, and I just wanted to say a prayer here for the world, because Jesus calls us to change the world, to do the will of God in Matthew 7, to make a difference in the world, to set people on the path to heaven and not on the path to hell. So let me go ahead and say a prayer. Father, I want to come to you in prayer right now. I love you with all of my heart, mind, and soul. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. I thank you for making the stars, the earth, the sky, the clouds, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers. All that you've created is so incredible, and it says that men are without excuse that you exist when they look at your creation and see that all of you have made, all you have made and all you have created and all that you've done, you have unlimited power. Power to forgive all our sins and heal all of our diseases, as it says in Psalm 103. Power to change our lives, and power to send your son down here, your son Jesus, to die for our sins so that we can go to heaven. Father, I want to pray with all my heart for the people in the world, for you to please help people to say no to sin. I know there's so much sin in the world, but Jesus tells us to go and sin no more, and that sin separates us from you in Isaiah 59:1-2. Please help the people of the world to say no to sin. I see so many people out there, needy people, even orphan kids, hungry, dying of diseases when they don't have medical care. I pray for you, please heal those kids and put it on people's hearts to help the needy in every way that they can, as we're called to in the parable of the sheep and the goats and in many scriptures. Help us to help the needy. Father, I see so many people that don't know about Jesus that need the Word of God preached to them. I pray and ask for us all every day, for everyone in the world, for those who will follow you, to go out there and continually preach the Word of God, to preach your Word about Jesus and the Gospel to them, and to get them saved, to constantly preach your Word. And Father, I pray and ask for people to have hearts to pray for others. I see many people sick and suffering, and they don't have to be sick and suffering because you heal. if people would take the time and pray for others. So I pray and ask you to please help all of us to take time each day to pray for others and for you to heal those who need healed, strengthen those who need strengthened, and help those who need help. I love you so much, Father. You are a God who heals, a God who helps us all. You are so great, and thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins. And I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
As the devil's right hand, cussed like a sailor, always looking for a fight. Rumor was he stole a boy, chuck at his eyes. Scared the congregation one Sunday in May, when he ran up to the altar and they heard Billy say, take me to the river, wash me clean, let my sins drift down to New Orleans, out into the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, where they'll be forgotten.
And headed out the door. Everybody followed all the way to the shore. In the back of our minds, while we stood there and prayed, we were waiting for the color of the water to change. But it never did. It was as filthy as him. He popped up out of the water and he said it again.
Take me to the river, wash me clean, let my sins drift down to New Orleans, out into the middle of the dark. Mexico, where they'll be forgotten and no one will ever know just how dirty I was before I met the Lord. I'm the kind of sinner that he made the muddy Mississippi fall.
Kind of sinner. Amen. Praise God. Thank God we are saved by the grace and the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. God bless you. Thank you for checking us out. Be sure to check out more from the Gospel Music Jukebox right here at 10 Minutes to Grow. God bless you. Continue to pray for those that are lost in your family. Continue to pray for the sick that are surrounded in your community. Let's plead the blood of Christ on these situations. Thank you, Brother Boyd. Continue to share as we together take the Word of God to a lost and dying world. God bless you, my friends. God bless.